It's 8 a.m. Eastern, September the 25th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 1% at $42,474. Ethereum is down 1% at $2,906. And Cardano is down 1.5% at $2.34. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Harmony up 25%, Phantom up 22%, and Tezos up 20%.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's episode is brought to you by the digital marketplace, Ungrocery. If you've ever thought about who your food comes from, Ungrocery is the place to shop. Join the food people online at ungrocery.com. Well, Pat Toomey, the Republican senator from Pennsylvania, took to Twitter to talk about China's crackdown on crypto, saying China's authoritarian crackdown on crypto, including Bitcoin, is a big opportunity for the U.S. It's also a reminder of our huge structural advantage over China. Beijing is so hostile to economic freedom they cannot even tolerate their people participating in what is arguably the most exciting innovation in finance in decades. After the 3% shutter, the markets have mostly carried on like regular, but the implications for access to the crypto space for interested Chinese parties is much more widespread. SparkPool, the world's largest Ethereum mining pool, has said it will stop providing services to miners based in mainland China. More details from the team are forthcoming. Well, FTX is preparing for a HQ move from longstanding Hong Kong to the Bahamas, according to a tweet from CEO Sam Bankman-Fried. The exchange's subsidiary in the Bahamas, FTX Digital Markets, registered as a digital assets business with the nation's securities regulator, according to an announcement earlier this week. Ryan Salome, former head of OTC at Alameda Research, will head up the Bahamas office. The Hong Kong office remains active, and for the time being, critical operations will remain there, likely staying operational as the firm maintains a variety of offices worldwide. The move is likely spurred on by the new crackdown from the Chinese government, but it's also brought about by the COVID-19 quarantine procedures in place in China. Sam Bankman-Fried said the Bahamas has emerged from COVID lively, safe, and without quarantine. Earlier this week, FTX made other moves, signing long-term sponsorship deals with the F1 team Mercedes AMG Petronas. FTX said it will span multiple race seasons, with the FTX logo being featured prominently on both the cars and the drivers. Some of the new branding is set to be unveiled tomorrow during the Russian Grand Prix. FTX and Mercedes F1 also plan to collaborate on initiatives such as FTX Pay integration, an NFT collection, and corporate social responsibility initiatives. And finally, Coach and GQ China are setting up to launch NFTs on Ethereum via ZK rollups. Teams are working with Singapore startup ZK Box to release 6 limited edition NFTs, marking Coach's first foray into the space. The brand is working with GQ Lab, the content development team, to create a unique interactive NFT experience. That's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links. Find us on social media. Add us to Alexa Flash Briefing and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.